and then take it.
You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give shall be true. Shall be the truth, the whole truth, none but the truth, so help me God.
Yes, I do.
I think you've testified.
I think I've.
I wish you didn't say that in the question.
No.
Would you please state and spell your name for the record, please?
David Esrati, Esrati.
Mr. Esrati, you are, well, let me just cut to the chase. I'm sure you guys would appreciate that. You've been involved with election matters in the city of Dayton, the county of Montgomery County, in Montgomery County, Ohio?
For over 20 years.
Okay. And you have filed petitions with the Board of Elections?
For over 20 years.
Roughly how many times?
I've lost count, at least 10 or 11.
Have you ever been certified to a ballot?
Yes.
Okay. How many times have you been certified?
I've lost count here, too. Okay. Five or six.
Okay. And have you ever run for city office?
Yes.
So you have some familiarity with the petition process for the city of Dayton?
Absolutely.
Do you also have some familiarity with the Dayton City Charter?
Yes, I do.
And are you currently on the ballot?
I am currently on the ballot.
Okay, so you turned in petitions sometime this year?
I turned in my petitions about a month before they were due. I turned in 645 signatures, and I had the highest approval rating of my signatures. I cleared, I think, 88% of my signatures, which is 8% higher than any other candidate.
Okay.
And when Ron, as I was just objecting to the whole question of you know, what his filing has to do with whether or not Mr. Pace met the legal standard for filing in his case.
Well, we appreciate the objection. We'll overlook at this time and see where we're going.
Okay. Mr. Esrati, have you, you have done some statistical measurements of this whole signature checking and petition process, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And do you have a background in statistics?
I have a degree in marketing, and I run an advertising agency, and we often use statistical analysis for marketing research to figure out where the best place is to spend our clients' money.
And you've looked at rejection rates for the Board of Elections?
I have.
And what did you find?
I don't know what that question means.
Typically,
just a moment, sir.
Rejection rate as to what?
As to signatures being rejected or counted as valid.
And how is that relevant to this case?
Okay. We can do that. I'll start the question.
Okay.
We'll start the question. Did you have an opportunity to call the Board of Elections on March 13th of this year?
I did.
And what was the purpose of your call?
I was trying to ascertain if we were going to have a primary for the Dayton City Commission race. Meaning that there would be more than four people having enough valid signatures to be on the ballot.
Mm-hmm. And do you know who, well, let me ask you, do you know if Mr. Pace was one of those potential candidates?
There were quite a few candidates on the list. Mr. Pace was one of them. And at that point, the only one that had been, there only had been two people certified, which was me and Commissioner Williams.
So who did you speak with when you called?
I called Dennis Aislinger, who is usually quite helpful, but he told me I had to hold, and he put me on hold, and he was going to have me talk to Steve Harsman.
Did you speak with Mr. Harsman?
After a period on hold, Mr. Harsman came on the line, and I chose to record the call.
Okay. And what did you ask him specifically?
I asked him specifically
Are we talking now about March the 13th?
March the 13th, yes, sir.
And Your Honor, I'm going to object to all this recording a phone call, and it has nothing to do with the issues before the court. Absolutely nothing.
Well, certainly he can testify. I think he can testify what he knows.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to turn the recording. So can you tell me what your conversation was with Mr. Harsman?
I first asked if the initial vote count, signature counts, if there were enough candidates that were going to make the ballot. He said, I was currently triple-checking signatures and that he wouldn't tell anybody what was happening until the meeting that was going to be at 4 o'clock that day.
Okay. Did you also inquire about the meeting on that day?
I did. I said, I am not able to attend that meeting because of a event, and usually the meetings are at 11 o'clock on a Tuesday, so we are already giving them an extra day, and I asked if he had an agenda of what he was going to present at this public meeting so that I could at least know if I needed to change my plans to be there.
Okay, and did he send you a copy of that agenda?
He declined and said there's no reason to have an agenda for this meeting. I can show up at 4 and find out like everybody else at that time, at which point I followed up by calling the city, the mayor's office, and talked to Carrie Gray and asked them to intervene because the Board of Elections is actually doing work for the city, and that information does not belong to the Board of Elections. It belongs to the city and Sunshine Law.
So you never got a copy of the
agenda? Never got an agenda.
Okay. And tell me why you were seeking primary information in terms of whether or not there would be one.
As for basic marketing research, there's nothing better than having a primary because it tells you who's going to turn out to vote, who they're going to vote for.
Isn't there something in the charter about how many people running?
Yeah, it basically, if there's more than 4, we have a primary. If not, we don't. So
okay.
You said you've run for office numerous times before.
Correct.
Has it been your experience that those meetings were typically held at a different time?
Absolutely. Every time I've been to one of these meetings, it's been a Tuesday at 11 o'clock. And I've been to many of these.
Did Mr. Harsman indicate to you why the meeting was being held so late?
No, he did not.
Did you ask?
No, I did not. At least to the best of my recollection.
Were you also aware that there was a call made to Attorney Danish for the city of Dayton for an opinion?
At that time, no.
Okay, when did you find out about that?
Found out about it several days later after it had been presented in the packet to the city commission. The mayor supplied it to me.
Do you know when that opinion was written or when it was requested?
The opinion was requested several days before the 13th.
Before the Thursday meeting?
Yeah. Or the Wednesday meeting? Before the Wednesday meeting. I don't know what time Danish responded. Could have been any time that day. It wasn't time and date stamped. I did look for that.
Are you aware that Mr. Pace had over 500 signatures on his petitions that were valid?
It's been told to me that he had well over 500 valid signatures.
And you are familiar with the Dayton Charter in that it gives a nominating committee the ability to nominate a candidate of its choosing?
It's one of...
Well, he's got a different perspective than what Ms. Smith said.
Is a different interpretation of the law, you mean?
It would be a different interpretation. Yes, sir. And that is up for...
In this court, it's the law. Right?
That's correct. That is correct. I have no further questions for this cross-examination.
Okay. It'll be very, very brief, Your Honor. Mr. Israti, you indicate that you've been to a lot of Board of Elections meetings?
Yes.
All right. And you're familiar with the concept of that there have to be a quorum for the board to function?
A quorum, yes.
All right. And you would agree with me that a quorum would be at least three of the 4 members?
I would agree with you on that.
And you would agree with me that to... have a meeting with less than 3 members could not take place. Is that correct?
they're paid very well to show up at these meetings.
I didn't ask that. I asked you if you could, if a board meeting could be conducted with only two board members.
I don't think a board meeting can be conducted after hours.
And 4 o'clock, but a board meeting, you would agree that a board meeting needs three members to have a quorum?
I think a board meeting should happen at the regularly scheduled time when it's supposed to happen, and that there should be an agenda 24 hours in advance.
Sir, I'm not going to.
I'm sorry.
I won't answer, and I'm done, Your Honor. Thank you.
You said the opinion from Mr. Danish was requested several days before the March 13th meeting.
Correct.
How do you know that?
Information given to me by the mayor through the packet that was presented to the city commission for review.
Right, I object all that as being hearsay, nothing else.
The official document is posted on the blog. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm not a lawyer.
Yes, it's my understanding that there was a decision written by Mr. Danish. I did receive
testify or?
Well, I thought you were asking me.
Respond to the objection.
Here today,
and I guess it's a motion to strike.
Yeah.
Thank you, Your Honor. Yes, it is.
The court, certainly, Mr. Israeli can testify to his own knowledge. And that's what he's testifying to. He said he saw a decision written by Mr. Danish in a packet that was given to the city commission, which is public record. Those are open in public meetings. And that is what he's testifying to.
Well, that's what I'm confused, because the letter we have from Mr. Danish attached to the document, the date is March 21.
That's correct.
I know. And my question was whether or not, and Mr. Israeli said, this is a follow-up to his verbal opinion. And that's correct also. So in the Michigan. Israeli testified that the opinion, and I guess the verbal response, was requested prior to the 13th. And my question to Mr. Israeli is whether he knows how he knows that. And just what somebody else told you, sir, that's going to be hearsay. If it's some sort of document that's filed somewhere, let us know that. But that's my question to you, Mr. Israeli. How do you know if there was an opinion requested?
The document is posted on my...
What document?
First, the document from Mr. Harrison requesting an opinion from Mr. Danish, and then Mr. Danish's response.
We have Mr. Danish's response.
No, it sounds like you have his later response. There was a response on the 13th.
A written response?
There was a response on the 13th. I don't know if it was written, but the request for a decision was made on Friday previous when the petitions were turned in. Mr. Harrison knew well in advance.
I'm sorry, I thought the petition turned on the 8th, and you're saying there was a request by Mr. Harrison to Mr. Danish in writing?
Several days previous to the decision to have this meeting. So this was in flux for several days, where Mr. Hartzman knew that...
Okay, now you're making the argument. You've answered the question. You said how...
I can get on my phone and pull up the document and give you the exact details.
Well, no,
I
have nothing else, Your Honor.
Did you
want
to renew your objection?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's all hearsay. I do renew the objection.
Actually, I think I have the document that Mr. Jordan was referring to.
Well, we're going to sustain the objection, but you can proceed. You can see the matter if you think you have something to take out of here today.
Mr. Ezrati, I'm going to hand you, and I'll mark this as.
Of course, I'm going to be objecting about how you can authenticate that letter.
So this is relators number 2. And Mr. Ezrati, I'm going to hand you this document. And is that the document that you're referring to?
Yes, it says it, that Mr. Harshman requests an opinion.
Don't reach it, don't reach it.
Don't tell us what it says.
So.
Have you seen that documentary report today?
Yes.
And how did you come into possession of this document?
This is part of the packet of information that is presented to the city commission by the clerk of the city commission to the mayor and the commissioners, and it was supplied to me by the mayor.
And this is?
It's official letterhead and it.
So is this is what's posted on your website that you were referring to?
Correct.
Can you indicate to the court the, I guess, the subject line of that document?
Petitions for City of Dayton candidates, improper notarization.
And who's it written to?
It is written to Mr. Harshman, and it is from
the date.
And it's on March 13th,
2013. I have nothing further to add.
Nothing. Am I allowed to stay in the room at this point?
You found me for a testimony without being able to see the whole thing and never let the truth.
I do. Ms. Pace, would you please state your name for the record and spell it, please?
My name is William Pace. W-I-L-L-I-A-M-P-A-C-E.
And Mr. Pace, you are, you filled out petitions for the Dayton City Commission race for the year 2013?
Yes.
Okay. And did you collect those signatures personally?
The majority of them.
The majority of them?
Yes.
Okay. And at some point, did you take those petitions and turn them into the clerk election?
I did.
Okay, do you recall the date you did that?
March 8th.
And do you recall, did you deal with someone at the front desk there for the elections, or did you deal with?
Yes, I dealt with Tina.
Okay. And can you tell us, briefly describe the process when you go for the petitions?
She tabulated the number of pages to the petition and came up with a total of 951 signatures that I was in agreement with.
And were you given some instructions as to when you were contacted about the number of valid electors on your petition?
No.
So how did you find out that information?
The following Monday, it would have been the 11th, March 11th. I called and I spoke with Dennis Aislinger and to get the count, and he said, we're working on it, so call me back in the afternoon. So I did, and called him back in the afternoon. And he had told me that out of the 951 signatures, that 653 signatures were validated. And I asked then, when would the certification be coming forth? And he said, probably Tuesday or Wednesday at the latest. And I said, okay.
Now, you have filed petitions with the Board of Elections before?
Correct.
Was this process of filing different than what you've done in the past? Did they treat you any different? Did they do something this time that they didn't do before? Or didn't do something this time?
Generally in the past, if there were ever a problem of some sort or anything, people would call it to my attention, and they know that because in all of my filings with the Board of Elections, I'm right there. If there's something that needs to be done, I'm right there. They send me a notice today, next day I'm right there, or sometimes the same day.
So this time you didn't have that that checking or that notifying?
No, I didn't get anything. The next day.
You got something the next day?
The next day I got a call from Tina.
No, on the Tuesday the 12th. And the next day.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Tuesday the 12th.
March 12th, a.m., I got a call from Tina. And she said, how do you want your name on the ballot? I said, as it's always been, William Pace. And
so that gets some of that phone call?
Yes.
Did you get, were you contacted by the Board of Elections at any other time before March 13th?
Repeat.
Were you contacted by the Board of Elections any other time before March 13th?
Between the 12th and the Tina and the 12th?
Yes, sir.
Nobody contacted me. I called on March 13th because I was told in a previous call with Dennis Taylor, that the certification would be coming forth around noon. And when I called around noon, he said, the meeting's been changed to 4 o'clock. And I, at the time, didn't think it was bizarre, but now that I've come to analyze this over and over in my head, it was very bizarre.
And the part about being bizarre will be taken.
So, you didn't receive any other contact?
No.
Did you go to the 4 o'clock meeting on the Wednesday, the 13th?
Didn't know anything about a 4 o'clock meeting. Other than what he had told me that there would be a 4 o'clock meeting, but no, I didn't show up 4 times. I didn't feel that there was, I wasn't told that there was any particular reason that I needed to be at that meeting.
Your Honor, I checked that.
I'll put the question.
Objection number one.
When you were at the Board of Elections, were there any signs posted that indicated that we no longer pre-check, or were you told that by the Tina or Dennis or anyone, any staff member of the Board of Elections?
I didn't notice any signs at all.
How did you come to find out that there was a problem with your petition?
I was sitting at my desk in my office Wednesday, March 13th, when I got a call from the Dayton Daily News reporter who said, get down to the Board of Elections. You got to sign your papers before midnight. I said, what are you talking about? And then he said, you've got to get down. And so in panic, I dropped the phone. I ran out of the house and got in the car. I went down to the and I tried to get in the door to lock. I tried to motion for a guard or anybody that would come to my aid, and the place was locked.
What time was this, sir?
About 10, 15 minutes later, about 6 o'clock. And then I drove around not knowing what to do. And then a call came in on a restrictive line, and it was the voice of a woman who yelled to me.
So I think we're going to stop the area well beyond the Board of Elections question, and I'm not sure whether this is hearsay.
So you, at some point, made your way to make some copies of the petitions to cure the problem, is that right?
Yes, I went back to my office, and I wasn't sure what they were talking about, and after studying, some things, I came to the conclusion that they wanted me to sign in the candidacy part, and so I immediately signed all of those petitions, took them to FedEx Kinkles downtown, and paid $116 and whatever cents it was to get it, the message. But see, there's an important thing. There was a caller that came in before that, a restricted call, a woman voice that said, you've got to sign your papers before midnight. Who is this? And I'm beginning to believe it was someone from the Board of Elections.
Objection sustained.
So you made the copy to Kinko's?
FedEx.
I mean FedEx, Kinko, or FedEx. And you got the petition voted from there. And this, in fact, it said what time it was.
It was around 7:30.
And this was after he had gone physically to the Board of Elections to try and do something.
Yes. It was locked when he went there. Do you mean the Board of Elections or the County Administration Building?
The County Administration Building was locked.
So you couldn't even get down to...
I couldn't even get down. I tried the motion for...
I understand that. We just didn't understand what your door was.
So after you faxed over the documents to the Board of Elections, there is a meeting. Are you aware that there would be a meeting the very next morning at 7 a.m.?
Somewhere in the midst of all that went down, I was made aware that there was a meeting at 7 a.m. in the morning, which I did go to.
Okay, so you attended that meeting?
I did.
And did you get an opportunity to speak or testify at that particular meeting?
Wasn't given the opportunity, no.
Did you receive an agenda for that meeting?
I did not.
Do you recall if you were notified of that meeting by the Board of Elections or someone else?
I was not notified by the Board of Elections. I was notified by the Dayton Daily News reporter. And that's how I learned of the meeting.
So, at some point, did you receive information from the Board of Elections that said that you were not going to be certified to the ballot?
I think something came that following Saturday, something in the mail.
So you received the letter?
Yes.
And did you do anything at that point to try and cure the issue or speak with the folks at the Board of Elections?
No.
Now, at some point, you caused to be executed through your nominating committee a document whereby they elect you as their candidate. Do you recall that?
Yes.
Do you remember the names of the folks that are on your nominating committee?
Yes.
Can you tell me who they are?
John Brazelton. Gail McLemore, Dustin Smith, Robert Walker, and Dennis Yaso.
And do you know, well, let me hand you a form. I've marked this as a letter. And so that's relayer's number 3. Can you tell me the title on that document?
Nominating Committee Action.
Okay. And that form, does your nominating committee name a candidate?
Yes.
And who is that candidate?
They named William P.
And did you sign that document?
Yes, I did.
And is there a date on that document?
March 20th, 2013.
And do you recall appearing at a Dayton City Commission meeting?
Yes.
And do you recall the date of that meeting?
It was March 20th.
Okay. And was that document presented to the commissioners?
Yes.
Your Honor, I'm going to check all this and see if it was relevant to the issue.
How is this going? Sir, excuse me.
Certainly, this is a document that cures the issue that was done. There is some discussion of the nominating committee, Section 7C of the Dayton City Charter.
That's in the continuing of this action?
Yes, I believe so.
Well, that's a legal question.
Right.
Can we direct you where in the complaint on this issue is raised? Will the objection be sustained and valid if this is not relevant to an issue made up in the pleadings in this case?
Mr. Pace, did you do anything else as it relates to getting your petitions certified so that you could appear on the ballot? After the letter you received on Saturday,
Did you get my phone?